1. Begin transmission.
Well, it's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this ostensible committee. And I am walking around in Herrenhaven. I'm behind the building, approaching the bocage. I thought I saw a Mati, but it's just a squirrely. Hi, squirrely. Oh, he's so nice. And I'm looking down to where that Mati den is, and some sticks have been moved, but I don't see my Mati dude. And there's no turkeys back here like yesterday or anything interesting happening. And that may be because we've got a bunch of people here. It's a lovely day. It's mostly sunny. There's geese flying above my head. And the temperature is approximately, 70 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe a tad more. Let's see, what is that in metric? Call it 23°C, something along those lines. Oh, I've been up for all of maybe half an hour. Got up a little late, but here we are. Are we gonna see any dudes? Or are we just going to see people walking around and hear screaming children? I hear bees. Oh, here's a bumbler. Hi, bumblebee. I like bumblebees. Everything is green, and I can't see more than 10 feet. Call it 3 meters into the forest. It's pretty great. Oh, I'm still a little tired. I'm still a little groggy from my overnight adventures, which basically consisted of sleeping. Did I sleep too much? Maybe I did. So I'm just trying to get stretched out here, do my thing. I just realized that I had a dream about something happening in the cut here. I don't remember what it was, though. Well, let's walk down into here, see what's going on. I'm in the cut. And the cut is a clear area that goes from the main path of Herrenhaven into the Mulhall's property. And the only reason that this is here is because this functioned as an access road to bring in the heavy equipment required to dredge out the ponds at Herrenhaven. And that was a few years ago, and now it's just this place where there's no trees. They cut down some trees to get the gear in here, etc., etc. Blah, blah, blah. So now I'm out looking out over the Mulhall's property. And in the temporary pond, there is absolutely no water. There's no mud. There's just green stuff. And right in the center of the pseudo pond are two geese. Just one sitting on the ground and one is standing there. And that means, yeah, I can see one. To me, that means babies. And I see one little gosling. What's he doing? Where are the rest of them? So one little gosling and the others are probably under mommy's wing. The female is probably sitting on the ground and her wing is extended in a strange manner. So I have a feeling there are more babies hiding underneath their wings there. Big Daddy Goose is just standing there, keeping a lookout. He's got a sharp eye on me. Hi! I'm waving at them. Tell them I'm here. And I say hi. And then we can give them one of these. I brought my duck call with me today. They don't know what to think about that. I don't even know what to think about it. Yes, I do have a duck call, and you've probably heard me talk about it before. If you have not, let me just tell you that this is not, quote, a real, end quote, duck call. This is just a toy duck call that I bought in a toy store for, I don't know, a couple bucks. And here's a piece of yellow crayon. Why is there a piece of yellow crayon right here? Who knows? Who knows? So let's go out to the boardwalk. Real duck calls, ones that sound like real ducks and stuff, are very expensive. This is a toy duck call. That was very cheap. And why did I buy it? I don't know, because I just felt like I needed to have a duck call in case I needed to talk to some ducks, or I don't know. But it's fun. It's really fun indoors. You can walk around in the grocery store, you know, when nobody's looking. Hey, who let that duck in here? Yeah, that's the kind of thing that is funny to me. I don't know if it's funny to anybody else. But yeah, just imagine yourself walking around in the grocery store doing your grocery shopping, and pretty soon you hear some duck quacking, and then you hear a voice somewhere say, "Hey, get that duck out of here." I mean, what would you think if you heard that, right? So I'm doing it all for you. On the off chance you're in my vicinity, you can hear my duck call in the grocery store. I'm a duck. I'm a quacky, quacky duck. All right, I'm over the water on the boardwalk. And, There's no geese in sight. There's no nothing in sight. Where the hell are all the dudes? I see no scratties. Oh, I do see some fishies swimming around. I see some frog heads sticking up out of the water. Man, this is the weird day. Where the hell is everybody? No dudes to be seen anywhere of any type. So I'm going to walk all the way out to the end of the boardwalk. And we're going to see what we can see. The sun is at a high angle. It's what, noonish? Not sidereal noon. Clock noon. Oh, I see some more fishies. Hi, fishies! Lovely, lovely fishies as I walk over the Sargasso. Yeah, I can see fish ripples everywhere on this side. And on this side, I can actually see the fish in the water. That's neat. Look at all these swimming, swimmery dudes. Hi! Hi, fishies! Those are wild fish. Sure, you see fish every day. You go to the dentist's office or whatever, and they got an aquarium. You see, oh, fish. Those aren't fish. Those are domesticated fish. Those are prisoners. These are real fish. These are live fish. I'm out at the end of the boardwalk. I'm looking all the way out there. I see absolutely freaking nothing. There's no goosers. There's no ducks. There's no scratties. No bevelers. I don't even see any herons. Well, this place is a bust. And you know, I was kind of suspecting it might be, just because all the cars that are here, if people have been walking through here. Oh, look at those fishies. Hi, fishies. They're so nice. With all the cars have been here, there's probably been a lot of people coming through here. Probably some screaming kids. No dudes to be found. Look at all these fish. You know, earlier I mentioned they dredged out the pond here, because it was filling in, you know, silt and stuff, right? And before that, there was some big, big fish in here. There was some carp, just some of the most massive carp you've ever seen. 2 and 3 feet long, and they'd just be swimming around here in the shallows. Well, apparently people didn't like the carp. And so, no effort was made to restock. In fact, all these little fishies we see are mostly bluegill. And after the, the year after the pond was dredged out and got finished and filled back up, there were no fish. You know, and fish will naturally show up because, you know, birds will eat fish eggs and then poop them out, and that's how you get fish. And fish, we didn't have any fish for a while, and so then, it must have been the state, said, hey, you know, we've got this free bluegill program, and so they dumped a whole load of bluegill in here, and now we got all these little yummy fishies that are so delicious. If you are a heron or a snapping turtle or somebody else who enjoys eating the fishies. And so I'm wondering if we should go somewhere else. There's a bird flying with stuff in his mouth. He's making a nest. That's awesome. Oh, I should bring some of my hair out here. This might strike you as being a peculiar idea, but you know, when you brush your hair, if you have extremely long hair like mine, if you brush your hair, some of them break, some of them fall out because I'm old. But, you know, very, very far from balding. Hair collects in my brush. Every once in a while, I gotta pull all the hair out of it. Well, around this time of year, I usually like to save that hair and then bring it here and I hang it in the trees. Why? So birds can use it to make nests. Now, I realize this probably sounds completely crazy and like some massively weird, stupid idea, but no. Human hair is found in bird nests all the time. Because think about it. People walk around outside, hair comes off you and ends up somewhere. Birds find it. And for a bird, it's pretty much like string or rope. And it's a really good thing to help, you know, bind a bird's nest together. So I learned that some very large number of years ago. But now that I have really long hair, and, you know, I've only had really long hair in the last, I don't know, like 5 years or so, I thought, you know, this would be really good hair for making bird's nests, and birdies could use it. And so I thought, okay, that would be cool. I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's what I want. I want my hair to be used in bird nests so that when people studying birds, long after I'm gone, they find old nests and they start examining them. Oh, we gotta study these birds and blah, blah, blah. Hey, have you noticed that there's human hair in these birds' nests? And then they DNA test the hair and they look at this, it's all from the same person. All the birds within a 4 mile radius of this area are all using the same hair from the same human being to make their nests. Who was this mysterious person? How did this come to be? You know, it's just going to be another biological mystery perpetrated by yours truly. Your host and chairman, our little Tobster. All right, I'm about to hop back in the car here. Let's find somewhere else to go. In 3, 2, 1. Sorry about the poor edit and or loss of signal that we may have just experienced. I'm not paying any attention. Stuff is going bizarrely wrong for me today. But that's okay, because I am now out at the secret mushroom area. What is that bizarre noise? Is that a frog or something? Anyway, we're out here looking for marmots. The trail is kind of muddy because of all the rain lately. And all the grass is waist high, so we can barely see anything. Alright, so I'm looking over at this tree where there is a known marmot den. We have seen moths in that tree. Oh, but we're not seeing any moths today. Huh, where's my motties? Gonna look in these other dens under these roots of this tree and... huh, I just kind of want to see a mottie today, so... that's what we're doing out here. That and it's building up layers of mud on my shoes. The path is soft, but somebody's been riding their bike in here and it's all torn up. But I can also kind of see some dude footprints. See, like that. That's a mottie tracks right there. So, I don't know. Maybe I should have stayed home today, because now I'm in the direct sun and it's kind of bothering me. Is it getting warmer? Whoa, big bumblebee just buzzed my head. Bzzm, bzzm, bzzm. Yeah, see, here's some mottie footprints. Wait, what's that down there? That's nothing. Got to find some motties. And there's some birds just walking up the path in front of me. Doing birdie bird things. Bird, bird, birds. We are birds. Haven't been out here in a while. All the grass is so super tall now. Some of my lines of sight are reduced. Oh, that's freaked me out. A bird just jumped out of the grass in front of me. And I just realized something that has made me very happy. When I get home, I get to have tacos for lunch. My yummy carne asada tacos. Hooray! Alright, so, in order to make this an all-around great day, let's try to spot us some motts. I am now at Polypore Bend. I'm walking around the little S-curve here. And regular listeners to this show will know that once we get to Polypore Bend, we are just meters away from the pit of despair where we often find motties living in their dens in the little cliffs. There's a creek, right? And it's very... oh, the creek bed is very eroded and it's very deep, and so there's these pretty much like cliff-like walls of dirt. Do I have my sunglasses on or regular glasses? Got my regular glasses on, that's good. And here we are. There's a hole, but there's nobody in it. There's some other holes. Get my camera out just in case. I'm looking down into the pit of despair, into various mottie holes. I don't see any motties. Where's my marmots? Come on. It's a sunny day. How come there's no motties out getting some sun? Oh, huh. Where's all my motties? And I thought this would be a good place to be. There's nobody here. You know, usually there's two or three cars in the parking lot. Some people just, you know, hanging out eating lunch. And sometimes there's bikers on the trail. There's no bikers, there's nobody eating lunch. It's a miracle. So there hasn't been anybody through here recently to be spooking my mottie dudes. So where are they? Oh, I thought that was a mottie whistle, but no, it's not. That's just a bird. Birdie, birdie, birdies. Here's some coprinus growing on a log. Very lovely. Very nice. Kind of surprised I'm not seeing more mushrooms with all the rain we've had. Huh. Check some of these logs over here. No? Yeah, no. Lots of nettles. Here's some nettles that are so tall they're up to my shoulder. That's no good. Stay away from that. I don't like nettles. No, I don't. All right, now here's another good spot where we can look down into the creek. And what am I seeing? Nothing. There's some birds hopping around. I can see some dude tracks way down there next to the water. Probably marmot tracks. Could be marmot tracks. Could be raccoon tracks. Where's my mutties? There's a giant field of nettles. How unpleasant. And I don't see any mutties. Okay. Well, let's go up here a little bit. Check this area. Up here. Yeah. There's some dens down there, but I don't see any motties. Part of the problem is all the grass is too tall. How am I supposed to spot a mot if the grass is too tall? Still, it's very cool to be hanging out here. Just because this is a cool area. But I don't see any mots. I'm just getting muddy feet. I'm going to come up here just a little bit further. Oh, I see birds. I'm going to check under this fallen down tree, see if there's any mots in this hidden motty den in here. Motty! Is there any motties in here? I'm right on top of it. And there's nobody looking out at me. Okay. Alright. So, in an effort to get out of the direct sun, I'm just turning right around. And I'm just going to walk right out of here. See, here's some dude tracks. Those are mutty tracks. Where's my mutties? This is when the mutties are having the most fun. This is the super hiding game for marmots. They see me coming. Hey, it's that guy. Let's hide. All right, well, I guess I have no other recourse but to go home, chill out, eat some tacos, try to relax, maybe work on some other projects. I am working on a game. This is the same game I've been, quote, working, end quote, on for the last, I don't know how long. Basically, this game I have, this idea I have for this game is just, it's basically just that, basically just an idea. I have written down a few notes, but maybe I should sit down and hammer it out a little bit, get some of this stuff on paper so I can pass this information along. This game is significant only because this is an extraordinarily simple game. Normally, I tend to create very complex and very accurately modeled games. And this time around, I decided, you know, I don't want to do that. See, the funny thing is if games are too complicated, they're not fun. You know, then it's just, you know, being an accountant or whatever. That's not a fun game. And so while some of these games might be fun for me to play and or think about, they tend not to be fun for regular people or even other people. Ooh, wait, what's that? Ha ha ha! I'm crossing over a little footbridge in the S-bend. I didn't see these when I was walking the other direction because I was walking the other direction. When we got tiny, tiny little orangish-red cup mushrooms on this log that's laying in this ditch that's very wet. Now normally I would say, aha, scarlet cups. But no, these are not scarlet cups. They are actually eyelash cups. How do I know? Well, because I have found them on that log before, slightly larger. And eyelash cups look exactly like scarlet cups, except they have these little black hair-like things sticking up all around the rim that look like eyelashes, hence the name eyelash cups. So, all right. Woohoo! So, let's see. How many species of mushroom have we found this year so far? Like 4 or 5? Well, there's number 6. Actually, how many have I found? I found that weird Gyromita, Mitra, and I found the morels, and I found the brown cups, and I found those other funky dudes. That's 4. Plus, you know, your general Caprinus, that's 5. Yeah, that's a pretty accurate count. And so that's the 6th species of mushroom we have found so far this year. Hooray! We're starting to find the interesting and exotic things. But back to this game business. I decided to do this game because I've been thinking of some concepts, some mechanics, and I thought, well, how could I actually apply that? And here comes the wind. Well, I should also mention that we're really low on battery, so if we go bingo battery, I think we can probably last till the end of the show. We only got a few more minutes. But I wanted to make a game using a certain idea, a popular mechanic, and I wanted to create a game that was extremely simple, so that, you know, you didn't have to do a bunch of accounting. And so it would just be fun. Okay, you go, no, now you go, no, now you go. And blah, blah, blah. Fast-moving, fast-paced game. And I hate to say this, but I didn't want to capture, like, the feeling of a video game. But I wanted to keep it that simple with those common tropes, with those common mechanics and ideas, so that people would be instantly familiar with the concept. So you don't have to, you know, teach people what the game is about or how it works. They're automatically pretty much going to get it because they're going to go, oh, it's just like one of my favorite video games, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I've been working on. And I got to tell you right now, I haven't been working on any fluff. There's a couple of parts to the game. There's the actual game engine and mechanics and stuff that pertains to play. And then there's the fluff, the story behind the game. You know, are these wizards? Are these cowboys? Who are these people who are fighting? Well, I don't care. To me, they're just units that, you know, have a weapon. Does it matter what the units are, what the weapon is, blah, blah, blah. So when I finally present this game to you, you can change it to fit your lifestyle. If you don't want your kids fantasizing about guns or playing gun games, you can change it to kitty kisses instead of guns, or hugs, or love rays, or whatever your deal is. Oh boy, it's going to be a few more minutes before I get back to my car, so it looks like we're going to have to end the show on the trail here. We got a few more seconds, and I'm approaching that tree where we have been finding motts. I'm going to see if any mott has come out yet. Do I see any motties over there? Yes! Yes, there's a mottie on the bank! Oh, he's running his chubby butt up the bank! And there he goes, I see you, mottie! I see you! He's hiding in the grass, but I can still see him. My name's Tobe, I gotta go. Tune in tomorrow, 19:30. Bye-bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes!
ハロー。 This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my